It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Yes, that's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. This is your daily sports dump. Today is Tuesday, March 3rd, 03032020. Some kind of weird numerology there, I'm sure. We got a loaded episode for you folks. We were supposed to have Nooch here, and I was also supposed to be bringing on author James Kirkland. But my youngest continues to pull an enormous con and is still home from school. I got to get up earlier in the morning when these negotiations take place because I'm just finding out what the negotiations are already done by the time I'm notified of them, and she is here, so it's taking a while to get things done. And I can't have guests come over if I have a seemingly sick child, especially in today's fearful medical atmosphere, because nobody has insurance to deal with this thing. Wonder if this is some kind of plot. Put that out there. All right, we got a lot, like I said, so let's get to the jokes, folks. Thank you, Quincy, for some of these jokes, and thank me for a couple. Or maybe it's just one or two. Either way, if you haven't heard, folks, Spike Lee said he's done watching the Knicks at Madison Square Garden this year. You know, there's a big incident and everything. Now, while that's noteworthy in its own right, the real story here is that Spike Lee found something even more unwatchable than She Hate Me. Now, once Spike Lee stops watching the Knicks altogether, we're going to finally know that he's a real fan. Because that team, no real fan can watch that. Moving on, the Olympic torch lighting ceremony is expected to proceed as planned in Greece despite coronavirus fears. In a related story, President Trump said he still expects the Greek economy to pass the torch to the United States later this year. That's not good news. If you don't know, the torch lighting ceremony is a tribute to the Olympic origins in ancient Greece. Coincidentally, Mike Pence's medical beliefs date back to about the same time period. Okay. The Major League Baseball announced new rules designed to curb cheating and even the playing field yesterday. I don't know if you knew that. These new regulations include restrictions on clubhouse access and limits on phone use and unlimited steroids for small market teams who just can't afford them. And if you were fearing from the coronavirus, folks, fear no more. Because both the NBA and Major League Baseball have set up task forces to deal with it. So we should be okay. Now, the NFL has set up a task force to see if they can selectively infect anyone who's doing CTE research. So we'll see who comes out ahead. I'm guessing the NFL is putting more money into their research. Now, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, we have some recurring segments, and we've got big news coming up later on in our mock draft update. One of the big boys, Todd McShay, has put out his mock, so we'll talk for about 12 seconds about that. But if you didn't know, it's baseball not quite season. It's baseball preseason, which is weird to be talking about baseball because really the first half of the baseball season is considered preseason as well, so, which is better than hockey, which the entire season is considered preseason. So baseball still has that going for them. However, it is time for our baseball previews, folks, and we're going to be doing two teams a day, every day. Yesterday, we picked probably two of the least interesting teams, the Miami Marlins and the Tampa Bay Rays. Today, we are picking one pretty boring team, and the World Series champions. So we've got that going. Why don't we start with them, the Washington Nationals? Okay, we're here in the capital region for the Washington Nationals, who, I don't know if you know this, but they used to be the Montreal Expos. And the little fact I'll tell you, we all know they won the World Series last year, so they beat the cheater Astros. Good for them. That's nice. We're very happy about that. But this is a team without much history, really. Yes, they won the World Series. It was their first. Yes, their best pitcher has a blue eye and a brown eye, Max Scherzer. And he got punched in the face last year, so he had a black eye, too. So there you go. And you could make another joke, I'm sure, if you were a disgusting person about something. Moving, but with the... So we have to go back to Expos times, okay, to get some real good facts for you folks. Some stuff you're not going to get from other people. Like the fact yesterday that the Marlins had more interim managers in their history than the Tampa Bay Rays had actual managers in their history. That's good. That's a good fact, I think. Today, we're going to talk about Pedro Martinez, one of the greatest pitchers in history and really one of my, you know, least favorite players while he was destroying the Yankees. And I looked this up, and it hurt me even more to find out that in 1997, he was traded to the Red Sox for Carl Pavano and Tony Armas, maybe Jr. Tony Armas Jr. washed out, never anything happened with him. Carl Pavano, if you don't know, had a few mediocre seasons in Montreal, and then he went somewhere else where he did well. Oh, yes, Miami, or Florida at the time, where he won a World Series against the Yankees, and then had one good year and was signed as a free agent by the Yankees. So it all, and the Yankees were losing regularly to the Red Sox within this time period. So not only did the Expos trade maybe the Red Sox greatest pitcher since Babe Ruth, sorry Roger, and definitely not you Kurt, but not only did they trade him to the Red Sox, they then took the crappy player the Red Sox traded for him, signed as a free agent, lost to in the World Series, and they signed him for like 4 years, and he was miserable with the Yankees. So I don't like the Nationals, but they are Tony Kornheiser's team, and I have to salute the people I listen to and the teams they follow. So in that way, I'm very up on the Washington Nationals and hear all the stuff about them. And there's no reason for me to share any of that. If you want to know, listen to the Tony Kornheiser podcast. He'll give you all the Nationals information you need. Now, the other team we're doing a preview of, and I mentioned the Nationals won the World Series. They won't win it again this year. The Orioles, and I've for years called them the Oreos. I know, people make fun of me. I say Oreos, there's no L in when I say it, sounds like the cookies, but that's just how I say it, so I'm sticking with that. Here's a couple of interesting things. Did you know, the Baltimore Orioles were originally, no, they weren't the St. Louis Browns, they were the Milwaukee Brewers. What? Yes, in 1901, a franchise called the Milwaukee Brewers had a crappy season and moved to St. Louis. Then eventually moved to Baltimore. So that is, I bet you that's a pretty new fact for, 12 or 14 of you, if that's how many are listening. The Baltimore Orioles, were originally the Milwaukee Brewers. And apologies in saying their name. And this is a storied franchise, and there's a storied player, storied in that he may be the worst contract, maybe in the history of sports, because I looked it up a little bit. He's, of course, Orioles designated hitter Chris Davis, who had a couple of great seasons hitting. Coincidentally, one right before he signed a big contract. Wonder how that happened. And then has gone on to be one of the worst players in baseball history. Now, I'm not going to get into the weeds about advanced analytics, but I'll just tell you that there is a statistic that people use a lot called WAR, which is wins against replacement, which means basically if you threw anybody out there, your random minor league guy who comes up, AAA guy comes up and plays, that's what they would give you. So they weigh your value based on that. Like every year, Mike Trout gives you like 10 or 11 WAR, which means he's given you 10 more wins by himself than you're going to get from like a regular guy. So Chris Davis, and it's offense and defense, okay? Defense every year he's a negative, but he doesn't play that much. But when he plays, he's awful, so he gives negative. He had a couple of good offensive years, but in the last 3 years, on a team that has won very few games, he himself is negative 6.2. So he has personally lost them six more games than they would have lost with just a random anything, most average player in the world. Here's the fun part. he still has 3 years and $69 million, nice, dollars left in his career. And if he continues at the pace he's been on the last 2 years, as far as these wins and everything, the advanced analytics, he will finish his career with a either net zero or perhaps negative career value, which means if you did nothing, if you paid no one and just put like your cheapest guy in the minors, AAA up there, average guy, you'd get the same amount of value as you've gotten from this guy. But over the course of that time, he will have made $188 million for a net neutral, that's your best case scenario, value. You following me here? I hope I explained that right. What I'm basically saying is this guy made $188 million and, you know, a mannequin on the bench would have been just as valuable. Wow. All right, Chris Davis. And I don't feel bad for him because he has a lot of money, but I know, you know, life's not all about money. Certainly not mine. But there's a little bit of a fact there. If you ever want to feel bad about somebody making a lot of money, I mean, the owner paid him, so it's really, God bless him for negotiating it. But Chris Davis, that guy's got the cojones. All right. That was our baseball previews. Again, you got no real value out of that, but you got a few facts, which is, you know, that puts it above the normal level of information that we're providing for you guys. So please be happy with that. But we've got something else for you, folks. And I said it was special, and it is, because we have our mock draft update for today. And as I teased earlier, hold on a second. Big news from the mothership, which is, of course, ESPN, and that is where, of course, Todd McShay has released his mock draft 3.0. And so if you don't know who Todd McShay is, in the world of mock drafting and NFL drafts, and I have to say kudos to ESPN for not having like a mock draft central like CBS Sports. But they do have a lot of mock drafts, I will say. And Todd McShay, ESPN has two guys, Todd McShay and Mel Kiper Jr. Mel Kiper Jr. in the late 80s, maybe even 70s, was handing out a flyer where he was grading college players for the pros. No one was doing this in this way, except, you know, the teams had scouts and everything. But this guy's just some guy living in Baltimore who's put out like a zine with rankings of players based on whatever he's been able to see or gather. And over the years, he's gathered, you know, information sources. And so in comes Todd McShay, the young buck, who comes in years later after Kuiper's established himself. He's kind of the Robin to Kuiper's Batman, but only if you're referencing the Adam West Batman. That's the kind of relationship we're talking about here. So Todd McShay is the kind of number two, but always gunning for number one guy at ESPN. And he has put out his mock draft 3.0. You don't have to listen or read it. I'm doing it for you and giving you all the important parts so you can save yourself some time. Here it is. The 2020 NFL Combine is complete, leaving under 2 months of lead up. Oh, no, only under 2 months of lead up to the NFL draft in Las Vegas. We're going to try to go to that in the sports dump for at least one day. Throw Nooch into the water. Time for another mock draft, is it? And now skip through this middle thing, and here we go. And here's the important part. And be sure to check out our SportsCenter special breaking down the full mock draft today at 5 Eastern. That's in just a little while, folks. But that's the thing. This content's going to get recycled for another show that they're going to show a bunch of times. That's what it's all about. And even I'm parasiting on this and making my content. But at least my content is self-aware and honest and saying what I'm giving you is worthless. So you know what you're getting. It's like the empty calories. Oh, who's back? The fake sick kid. All right, give me one. Do you have a fact about an Oriole?
It's a type of bird and like, almost, if whatever food it eats, what?
I don't know anything about it. You were just, were you just like kind of freelancing there? Just you didn't know anything, you just kept going until you found something?
Well, they are black and orange birds.
That's perfect. That's great. High five. That's a fact for the day. All right. And you don't know anything about, well, the Washington Nationals. That's just the city of Washington. Do you know anything about Washington, D.C.?
That my mom went there.
Okay. Well, good enough. All right. Thank you. I got to move on here with this, though. Okay. You going to just stay here and watch? Okay. Well, what we are doing here is the mock draft update. And I just want to say, folks, just so you know, this mock drafting thing, it's not just happening in mock drafts. For example, I went on CNN, and everybody's playing this game because everyone's forecasting things and giving you predictions that will not matter and will not happen. On CNN, it said, here are the five most likely things to happen on Super Tuesday. Well, as far as I know, there's really three, maybe if you stretch it, four candidates. So how can we have five most likely things? I don't know. Is he considering ties and all that? That seems ridiculous. Don't read that. Also, on the same page on CNN, here's what happened with three other infectious outbreaks. So here's like a mock. Here's what could happen with coronavirus. Nothing is immune from the mock draft philosophy, folks. And the point of all of it is just to get you to pay attention, and it doesn't matter, which is what I'm doing. But I'm telling you it doesn't matter. Okay. I think that's it for today. I think that's all we got. That was our baseball previews for those two Washington, D.C. area teams. Tomorrow we'll have two more. Hopefully somebody will be going to school and I can get a guest in here, right? Think you'll go to school tomorrow?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I'm waking up early and making sure you're healthy. Okay. And that's it. You can listen to us while you're already doing that, but you can follow us. Please follow us so we know if you are the person from West Virginia. Maybe I should check, and you've already contacted us. I don't check it that often. But go to Sports Dump Show on Twitter. You can also go to the_sports_dump on Instagram. And if you're worried about the coronavirus, you can go to Weezalicious at Weezalicious on Twitter. Maybe on Instagram as well, and I've got a little bit of a safety video there about washing hands for you to look at. I think it'll assure you. Is that the word, assure you? You don't know. Either way, check that out, and you'll feel better about everything, I'm sure. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Wash your hands. Bye.